6. Top 09 leader Karl Schwarzenberg and his team have just launched an unusual campaign aimed at getting young Czechs to vote. It revolves around the charismatic politician himself. Voters can connect with him via online chats and even win the chance to spend an evening at the pub with Mr. Schwarzenberg. But what role does the leader's popularity play in the overall success of this new party? Sarah Borufka reports.
Top 09 was only founded last summer, and the party is running in the general elections for the first time this May. Nonetheless, it polls around 10% in election surveys. The charisma of its leader, Karel Schwarzenberg, seems to be key to the success of the relatively young party. Mr. Schwarzenberg, an aristocrat and former Minister of Foreign Affairs, is considered to be the country's most trustworthy politician, according to a recent survey by the web-based agency SUNEP. On Friday, the party chairman and his team presented a project aimed at raising young people's interest in politics. The campaign Skarelem, or in English with Karel, is focused on the prince and politician, offering opportunities to chat with him online or even drink a beer with him in the pub. Why is Mr. Schwarzenberg so popular with Czech voters? That's a question I put to political analyst Petr Just.
He tries to present himself as a normal person. He actually doesn't pretend to be anything else, and that's probably what people like on him. Even many politicians who are of an, let's say, ordinary origin, they sometimes try to look a little bit better, and they are much more watching what they are saying, how they are saying it, and so on. But Karel Schwarzenberg almost talks like an every common person in the street, in a pub, and that's probably what made him so popular, and that's why many people think that he's very close to them.
The new campaign also features an interactive game that unites online elements with a sort of treasure hunt on the streets of Prague. The sculptor David Černý devised the game concept, and the campaign's ubiquitous design of Schwarzenberg's face rendered in the style of Andy Warhol's four-color portraits. Nicolas Schmidt is one of the managers of the With Karel campaign.
I think he's a generous man. Maybe he speaks very slowly, but his ideas is very deep, and he never lies because he has some business opportunity in the politics. All the people who know his history maybe understand why it's very important to stay behind him and give him some power.
A great deal of Top 09's campaign strategy is based on the personality of Karel Schwarzenberg. But how big of a role does he play in the overall success of Top 09? Political analyst Petr Just again.
If there wouldn't be somebody so strong, charismatic and popular as Mr. Schwarzenberg, then probably the party would be in much harder position and probably would be less successful. People try to personalize political parties with the leader, with the one who serves as a picture, as an image, as something like a brand name and or trademark for that political party. And that attracts people probably more than the party itself and the party program.
As political analyst Petr Juster ending that report by Sarah.